now live on the South Shore's Morning News. We have the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Morning, Christine.
And, you know, it's interesting throughout this pandemic, every month, you know, as this has been going on, we keep thinking about, I wonder when the real estate market's going to slow down a little bit. And so far, it looks like that hasn't happened. And so far, it looks like it's not going to happen with these latest numbers that have come in.
Well, certainly our fiscal year, which began in July of last year and ended June 30th, is indicative of how hot the real estate market has been. We recorded 25% more documents than we did last year, and highest number of documents recorded since 2006.
Oh, my goodness. And I guess total revenue, that's also exceeded estimates by over $2 million?
Yeah, original estimates for the fiscal year was $5.6 million. It ended up being $7.8 million, an increase over estimates of a little over $2.2 million.
And that's what, about a 35% increase in the expected revenue? That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
Now, what about the actual number of sales, say, like in the past month in June? I know they always talk about, you know, spring and summer very busy for the real estate market. Those numbers, I guess, in June didn't disappoint either.
Yeah, sales were 1,127 in June. We also saw a large number of mortgages recorded in June, which shows refinancing is still occurring. Year-to-date, meaning fiscal year-to-date, I'm sorry, calendar year-to-date, the sales volume is up 22% and mortgage volume is up 39%.
Now, you know, it's interesting, too. I'm always checking out those websites to see, you know, what houses are for sale, say, in my neighborhood and what my house is, you know, reportedly worth. And it's amazed me, especially in the past 6 months, how much the average sales price of homes here in Plymouth County has really gone up.
Well, certainly Plymouth County is a very diverse county, from towns like Duxbury and Marion to Brockton and Whitman. But the average sale price across the county was $532,214, and I thought it reached a high when we broke $500,000, but it keeps going up.
It's going to be interesting to see the way this all plays out. A lot of real estate out there with some pretty high price tags that I never thought I would see. Now, one part of what you folks do, which I absolutely love, are your historic documents. And there was one that you were highlighting this month, which I think people might not even know about, what was a common practice many decades ago.
Well, every month we do try to highlight one of our colonial records. We have the colonial records stored in the second floor of the registry in a temperature humidity control vault. This particular document is from 1637, and it was related to the dowry ways people gave money when marriages occurred. Coincidentally, it was a woman by the name of Elizabeth Warren of Eel River. And she gave a lot of land in consideration of the marriage of her daughter, Sarah, to John Cook. That is in Plymouth County Record Deed, Volume 1, Part 1, Page 30. It's an extraordinary record that we have, along with many others.
That is fascinating. And right now, I believe that the registry and the satellite offices are now open to the public again?
We are open to the public, all three offices, Plymouth, Rockland, and Brockton.
That's terrific, and we appreciate you joining us today. Again, that's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll be back with traffic and weather.